So I guess at this point, from what I'm hearing, this was no surprise. I mean, the Supreme Court pretty much had to take this up at this point. Is that right?
I think that's true, because these laws affect so many people. It's the kind of case that calls for a national opinion rather than a splintered approach throughout the country.
Is one more important than the other? Is the California case more important than the other, than the federal?
Well, in some ways, the California case is more important because, depending upon how the Supreme Court handles that case, if they rule in favor of gay marriage, and if they come down with a broad opinion, it could answer the question once and for all, meaning you cannot have, by statute, by case law, by referendum, you cannot have laws that preclude marriage based upon the same gender. I don't know that the court will rule that broadly, but that's certainly possible. The other case is very important, but it's not really a marriage case in the pure sense, in that the federal law is not where you get married, but the Federal Defense of Marriage Act of 1996 says that for federal law purposes, the term marriage has to include one man and one woman. So there's about 300 areas in our law where we treat people differently if you're married or not married. And this couple in New York, they've been together for 42 years. They eventually went to Canada and got married. The state of New York honored that marriage from Canada, and then one of the two of them died. But under federal estate tax law, they weren't married, because under federal law, marriage can only be a man and a woman. So there's $363,000 more of federal estate tax for them, because they're not married in the eyes of federal law, even though they're married in the state of New York. So it's a fascinating issue.
It is, and it makes me wonder if they would take up the California case first, because that would override all of these other issues. If they find that gays have a constitutional right to marry.
Yes. Arguably, the California case could resolve not only all of the issues nationally, but could resolve all of these, what I'll call collateral consequence issues, where laws treat people differently based upon whether they're married or gay. Married or single. And the law will still continue to treat them that way. It's just that the law can't say a particular couple cannot become a married couple.
Byron, I know that people say you can never tell what way the Supreme Court is going to go, but is there any sense right now of how they might rule on any of this?
Well, my sense would be that when you look back to 2003, when the Supreme Court, in a case called Lawrence versus Texas, in 1986, the Supreme Court had ruled 5-4, it's within a state's power to criminalize sexual conduct, even if among adults, even if non-commercial, even if in private, even if non-incestual. In 2003, an even more conservative court ruled 6-3 the other way, and Lawrence versus Texas found it was unconstitutional to criminalize sexual conduct if committed by consenting adults in private. So certainly the court, dealing with due process, the court is not a political court, but due process certainly is impacted by the mores of society. So I'm thinking that had this case been decided 10 years ago, well, one, they probably wouldn't have taken it, and two, if they did, they would rule differently. My guess is that snowball is rolling, and my guess is that the Supreme Court will, particularly when you look at the two cases they selected, my guess is that same-sex marriage will probably prevail.